And I pray that you do. I'll be journeying a little bit before we get to our scripture this morning. But go ahead and open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. Hallelujah. You know, when I was looking at Father's Day, and you know, the Holy Spirit doesn't always let you follow calendars. All right? Even though God honors fathers, and we're going to honor fathers. I'm not going to dishonor any father in any way. Matter of fact, I'll just go there for a moment. In John chapter 5, verse number 23, Jesus said, when you honor the Son, you honor the Father. And when you honor the Father, you honor the Son. He that dishonors the Son dishonors the Father. And he who dishonors the Father dishonors the Son. But they didn't stop there. In Matthew chapter 19, I think it's around verse number 19, we were given a commandment. Honor thy father and thy mother, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. This wasn't an option. This was a command. And the reason I'm bringing this up, what God wants to say to everyone in this house today is you just don't honor your father in the earth, your earthly father, on Father's Day. You honor your earthly father every day. You honor the Father, you honor the Son, and you honor your earthly father. Let me go a little further. I got Holy Spirit said, do this. If you dishonor your earthly father, you dishonor your heavenly father. Amen? I don't know about you, but he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And when I meet Jesus, I want blessings to be added. I don't want to give account for the things I didn't. I look back at my life, and there's a lot of things I could have did differently regarding my father. But I love my father, and I honored my father, especially after I became a man of God. I really honored him. I honored him when I was in the world, but I didn't respect his office. Are you there? So when I was looking at this, we're talking about honor and respect. And if you'll give me permission, and if you'd be all right, if all the dads in here at the end of the service, I'd like to gather you and just pray for all the fathers, okay? But I'm going in a different direction. So we want to honor you. And in the message, it may not just totally be about fathers today, but it's about the body of Christ and about what God's called us to do. You know, I'm always reminded what the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8. He says, for by grace you are saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto all good works. Amen? So as we're looking at this, what the Apostle Paul was speaking about, we're living in an hour when the world really needs to see Jesus. We're living in an hour where it's time for the church to arise, amen, and so that the men and women of this world can see that the church is different, amen, that no matter what happens in this world, our faith isn't moved. We're being like Jackie said, we're being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. But in our text today, so I can get you going in a direction, amen, so we can all follow together. In Colossians chapter 4, verse number 5, the Word of God says, walk in wisdom towards them that are without. What he is saying, walk in wisdom to them that are without Christ. Okay? We're ministering to the world here. He said, walk in wisdom to them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Amen. So today, the title of this morning's message is simply Embrace the Grace. And we're looking at three things I want to share with you out of this text is the sounding, the seasoning, and the standing. Amen. Today we're going to do this because the Lord, I want to bring some unity together. Can we just lift our word together? And we're going to make a declaration here today. Repeat after me. You say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. Your servant. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Where's Quickie? Where's Quickie? Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Don't mind me. I was looking for my daughter. Hallelujah. So first thing we want to look at, let me pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent it here today to accomplish something in our hearts and our lives. So Father, I pray right now, Father God, that you speak to me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And then when all is said and done, all glory, honor, and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We'll never cease to give you praise for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So first he says, let your speech be always with grace. Now, when you're thinking about grace, grace is unmerited favor. Amen? In other words, we received the unmerited favor of God when he gave us our salvation. And God says that we're to give others that unmerited favor, that undeserved grace and mercy that we receive. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm dealing and ministering in this world, I would just like to grab somebody and shake them sometimes. Okay. But the Lord says that isn't how we minister. Amen. We minister the love of God. We share the love of God and we allow him to do the work and transform and change lives. So he said, let your speech be with grace. So I have here the speaking, the words that come out of our mouth. I love what Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs 17, verse number 27. Solomon said this. He says, he that have knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Amen. Sometimes if we don't have something good to say, it's better for us to say nothing. Amen. Amen. We're believing for a mighty harvest of souls for the kingdom of God. And as we're sharing God's grace, our speech, our words are with grace. Amen. When I look at that, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, he's training his student Timothy. When we look at this word studying, the Word of God tells you and I to study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So as we're ministering the grace of God to others, he says in verse 13, he says, hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing, that salvation that's been given to you and I, That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Amen? Amen? In other words, the Spirit will give us utterance when we know not what to speak. Amen? How many know that somebody comes before you and they're asking you a question in kingdom things and godly things, and you don't have an answer for them, or right off the bat, you don't have an answer? Well, most of the time, shamefully, most people just give an answer to make one up so they could sound religious, so that they could sound biblical. But the Bible says the Spirit will give you utterance when you know not what to say. Amen. In other words, we're trusting in the one that's in us. If greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, we got to recognize the greater one in us when it comes to speaking and sharing with a dying world. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love to watch people get saved. I love to watch people get baptized. I love to see people filled with the Holy Ghost. I love to see people operating in their gifts and ministering to others. It just blesses my heart to see the body functioning. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So in Titus chapter 2, with this in mind, the Apostle Paul says to the young guys, how many young men do we have in here today? See your hand. How many young men do we have in here today? Let me see your hand. Every young man? I think that's everyone, right? Amen. I consider myself young. Amen. If I believe God and his word, my lifespan is 120 if he doesn't return, and I'm just about halfway there. Hello? But he says in Titus chapter 2, verse number 6, he says this, he says, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, and all things shewing thyself a pattern of good works, and doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. In other words, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. Then he says, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. So he is telling us that our words are going to be with grace. He didn't stop there. The Apostle Paul didn't stop there to the church of Colossus. He said that your speech would be with grace. Then he said, seasoned with salt. How many know that salt adds some flavor? Is anybody here like salt? You don't like salt? Hallelujah. I'm not supposed to have salt, but salt loves me. So. Amen. So when I was looking at that, and he was saying that my speech or my words are to be seasoned with salt, go with me to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5. Verse number 13. The word of God says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it may give light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give your Father, which is in heaven, all the glory. Give glorify your Father, which is in heaven. In other words, we're letting our light so shine. How are we letting our light shine? By the context we're talking about, we're allowing our speech to be with grace, seasoned with salt, Amen. We're not looking down our nose at anyone. We're meeting them right where they're at. Sometimes as Christians, we have a tendency to look down our nose at people. Amen. And God constantly reminds me where he found me. Amen. Amen. When he found me, I was a mess. And now my life is a message. You know, that's what I always say. Every test we go through becomes our testimony. So we're letting our light so shine by what? What are we making reference to? Salt. Yes. Our speech seasoned with salt. When we let our light so shine, because we have words from the Father and words of love that is ministered to others. What covers a multitude of sins? Love. Amen. Condemnation never helped anyone. Amen. It's love. I don't know about you, but it was love that lifted me. Amen. Amen. Man, when I see the Lord and how much he loves me and how much he's done for me, and even when I mess up, because love comes into the room. And when his love comes in the room, he doesn't bring condemnation in there. He brings love. And when that love is ministered, all of a sudden it helps me to be an overcomer. Amen. I don't know about you, but we're all a work in progress, right? So with this in mind, in 1 Peter chapter 3, if you don't like the message, take it up with the Father. It's from him. I'm just a delivery boy. Hallelujah. You know what? Sometimes it's like a mailman. When you get a bill from the mailman that you didn't want, do you beat up the mailman? It wasn't the mailman, all right? Amen. Amen. But the Apostle Peter says this in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 15. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Amen. Amen. Our speech is being seasoned with salt. And I was asking the Lord about that, and he reminded me of what the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 5. How to keep my speech seasoned. You know, I've made it a practice in my life, and I'm not shining a light on me, but I've made it a practice in my life to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I get up every morning, and I spend time with him first. That's the first thing I do every day. I mean, that's 7 days a week. It doesn't matter. Because I'm going to be faced with somebody during the day, and whoever I'm encountering in the day, I have to let Christ shine through my life. And one of the things I like to do, and it doesn't matter how good your voice is in singing, the apostle says, and Ephesians 5, verse number 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now this becomes your practice. Listen to me. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, in everything give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning myself. So when I am wanting my words to be seasoned, I'm singing songs and spiritual songs and making melody in my heart unto the Lord. And then when I encounter someone, what comes out is a melody. What comes out is a loving sound. Amen. What doesn't come out is condemnation. You know, the Bible says there is therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus that walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. When we're feeling ourselves in the Spirit of God is what flows through us, and God is what? God is love. And so if God is love, and we're looking at unmerited favor and the love of God and the grace of God, that what flows through us to a lost and dying world is love. We're not going to win anybody by condemning them. Amen? We're not going to win anybody by telling them what's wrong about them. Pretty well, everybody already knows what's wrong about them. What we have to tell them is what's right about the Lord. Amen? Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking for some righteous fruit. Amen. I'm looking for some kingdom fruit. Amen? Amen? Praise God. It's good to see you. Y'all grown up so big. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when I was looking at this, he says, let your speech be with grace, seasoned with salt. We have the speaking and the seasoning. Third is the standing. The standing that we know and who we believe, right? In Joel chapter 3, the prophet Joel said this. Are y'all with me? Everybody here today? Can somebody shout? Can somebody that isn't used to shouting shout? Hallelujah. It's okay to get loud in church. That old saying, be still and reverence the Lord, do not move. That's religious. God made us with energy. God made us with muscles and tendons, and we can move, and we can move and groove, and we can do things in the Lord. I'm just waiting. It's about time for somebody to get up in this place and start running and give God some glory. Hallelujah. Amen. God's not coming back for a dead church. He's coming back for a living church that's alive and well. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but the enemy is always coming to steal. But my word says that God's come to give us life and the abundance thereof. And I want to read that. That's Zoe life. Amen. I'm alive and well. Hallelujah. I'm alive and well because Jesus is in me and greater is he in me. Come on now. Give God some praise and glory in the house. Give God some praise and glory in the house. God is going to bring some people around you that are going to set before you that need to hear what you have. Amen. They need to hear it from your personality. God has given you a unique personality. God says, don't try to be like someone else. I created you just the way I wanted to create you. I created you according to my image. Every last one of you look like me, says the Lord. Look at the one that's next to you and say, you look just like God. Hallelujah. I was created in his image. In his image, we were all created. Amen. We were created with different personalities. We've been all created with different actions and ways and things that we move. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like being happy. Isn't that what the devil always is trying to do? He's always trying to steal your joy. Amen? He ain't going to get it because you know what? Look at the one next to you and say, you're really fruity. Now see, in the old school, they would think that you're perverted or something was wrong with you. You said fruity. Amen? But God says in this house, when you call somebody fruity, that's the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is that you have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith. Amen? And you can go ahead and say, hey, guys, I'm a little fruity. Hallelujah. I got love. I got joy. I got peace. I got long-suffering. I got kindness. I got gentleness. I got meekness. I got temperance. And guess what? I got faith, not just for me, but I have faith for you too. Can I join my faith with your faith? And can we watch and see God do something? Come on now. Can we join our faith together and see the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. So the next time somebody calls you fruity, just smile. Back in the day, you wanted to punch them. But you know, when I was looking at this in Joel chapter 3, and we're looking at the standing, I love what he said in verse number 14. He said, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. I don't know about you, but there's a decision for this world to make. Amen. There's choices to make. There's decisions for you and I to make. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I know what decision I made. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Well, you say, well, Pastor, that's not just everybody is in my house, but my house serves the Lord also. What do you mean your house serves the Lord? My house is a dwelling place for the Spirit of God to come. And when we're gathered together in my house, the Spirit of God is there. Amen. And it's His house. Amen. It's His house. So as far as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm looking for the day when we're going to be worshiping and praising the Lord, and all of a sudden the house is going to go, woo-hoo-woo-hoo-hoo. Hallelujah. Wait. God created us from a bone. Women, you're a rib from man. And God created you. And if He could take that rib and create you, all you beautiful women in here, hallelujah. All of you are gorgeous. All of you are beautiful. Amen. Take your hand and kiss it. It's for the woman. Okay. So we're making a decision. What God is looking for, church. God is looking for a bride that is dedicated and separated to Him. No matter what comes our way in these last days, God says, I've got you in the hole of my hand. I've got you. I've called you for a time such as now. I place my anointing upon you. I've called you for a time such as now. So allow the God in you to arise, and the enemy will be scattered. No matter where you go, every step that you take, declare and decree it for the kingdom of God. We're taking back these things that the enemy has stolen. We've got to start taking back our families. We got to start taking back our loved ones. We got to start taking our neighbors for the kingdom of God. And this all comes with us making the decisions. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to give thy God thy very best. I'm going to give Him my first portion. I'm going to give Him my best. And He's going to add His blessing upon it. Amen. So look at the one next to you and say, I'm really blessed to sit beside you because you have the favor of the Lord upon your life. Because He called you by name and He set you apart for a time such as now. I'm watching God arise in you, and I'm seeing the enemy scattered. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, sometimes we might just have to have just a Holy Ghost pepper rally. Remember high school, we used to have the pepper rallies before the game? Amen. We all got pumped up and excited. Let me say something to you. Let's be real. And the world that's going through hell right now is going through all the things the world's going through. They don't want to come to some place that's not exciting. Amen? Amen. This is exciting. Amen? Yes.
Could I say something?
No. I was just picking on you. You can say something.
I'm always getting an idea, you know. But I thought to myself, well, if we go to a football game or a basketball, you know, the the sports. Worldly things.
Uh-huh.
You know, we get out there and we're going like, yeah, yeah, and all that. And when we get to church, we're like, praise the Lord. What'll be there? Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, louder, like louder, that like if we think he can't hear us until we're screaming it.
Amen.
Because he never stops giving. Even when we're sleeping or think we're sleeping, he's there thinking, well, let's see, this person needs this today, and I think I'll send that person over there. Every time we're awake, even when we're sleeping, we should. And this includes me too, because sometimes I'm not sure.
I praise the Lord while I'm sleeping through my nose.
Anyway, I just want to say that I'm so grateful that he brought me friends like my sister here.
Amen.
And all of you. Because everybody has an idea, and sometimes we have ideas we can bring to you and yeah. say yes or no.
Amen.
But I am grateful for all of you because I have my family at home, and I have all of you to be my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And this is my special one in the whole world.
Amen. You can sit on our lap now. Hallelujah. Well, I just heard something. So you talk about, and you go to the sporting events, and you yell and shout. And we live in a world, let's leave it world. We live in a world, and everything we usually do, there's usually competition. You know, we live in a world where we're always in competition with one another. In the workplace, we're in competition to get the promotion. Amen. At school, we're in competition to get the starting role as a starter versus coming off the bench. We're in competition. Amen. And so why don't we just have a competition here for a moment? All right? Let's have a Holy Ghost competition. What the competition is, I want you to look at the one next to you and say, I can shout praise God louder than you can. All right. Look to the one next to you. Come on, I want everybody to say it. I can shout praise God the louder you can. All right, now one. Okay, wait a minute. Now show me. Show me. Let me tell you something. Let me say something to you. If you're wanting to serve the Lord and you want to spend eternity with the Father in heaven, you're going to be worshiping Him and praising Him and shouting Him to Him to eternity. Hallelujah. So it's time for us to get in the method and the mode of giving praise to God. We say, well, why would you do it like that? Why would you say like a competition? Because guess what? It works. Now, do I just shout to the Lord just for the sake of shouting to the Lord?
No.
No. No. When I'm shouting to Him, I'm shouting out of an attitude of gratitude. Amen. How many in here has God done something for? Let me see your hand. So can we give Him a shout for what He's done? Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you recognize when God sees a Holy Ghost pep rally and people celebrating Him, He can't help but come to the game? Hello? Don't misunderstand what I said. God never looks at it as a game. But in 2 Timothy chapter 1, I better go on. Is anybody with me here? The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12, he said, For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Amen? So in Paul's, the finishing of his first letter in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 17, I'm gonna close with this. The Word of God says in verse 17, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings of oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. So what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, he said that our speech is to be with grace, it's to be seasoned with salt, that we know how to answer every man. The hope that's in us is the standing. And in closing, we find this solution. The solution. God reminds us, church, in James chapter 4, verse number 6, he says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. So in closing today, simply what the Father is saying to us today, that as we embrace God's grace, our speaking, our words will be graceful. They'll be seasoned words, seasoned with salt. That there'll be no question on the ground that we're standing on. And we have the solution. We have the answer to every problem and every circumstance and every situation that everyone in this world is facing. God has every answer. So he tells you and I, as his children, to trust him with all of our hearts. Lean not to our own understanding, in all of our ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct our path. I believe we're living in the last days. I believe, like he said, he's going to pour his spirit out upon all flesh. I believe our sons and daughters are going to prophesy. I believe our young men are going to have visions and our old men are going to have dreams. It's not over until it's over. Amen. I believe there's a harvest of souls. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest. We have the words of grace. Our words are seasoned by the word of God. Amen. We're standing on the promises of God, and we have the solution to every problem. I may not have the problem, the answer to every circumstance and every situation, but I serve the one that does. And all we have to do is say, let's come together. The Bible says, if two agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them of thy Father which is in heaven. Amen. God wants you to recognize that you're an ambassador for Christ Jesus, that God's called and anointed you for a time such as now. Amen. God's looking for the church to arise. Amen. And the enemy to be scattered in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do in this house. Maybe you're here today and you do not know Jesus, or maybe you one time served him and you're not in the place you need to be. And you sense the Father drawing you today. That is you. Would you slip up your hand and say, that's me. I see that hand. You may put it down. I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? Pastor, I'm not at the place I need to be. Is that you? Hallelujah. I see that hand. You may put it down. I want you to rise where you are. I want everyone to rise here. If you can stand, stand. If you can't, that's okay. Stay seated. The ones that raise your hands, I'd like for you just to lift your hands to heaven. Father, I thank you for the call of God that's on these lives, Father God, the call of God that's irrevocable, that does not change. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I bind every weapon the enemy has tried to form against their well-being, against their peace, against their joy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind every spirit. I bind the spirit of affliction, Father God. Right now in the name of Jesus, I call it loose from them, Father God. For who the Son has made free is free indeed. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty, there's freedom, Father God. Who the Son has made free is free indeed. So, Father God, may they celebrate and live in your freedom in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you've appointed and you've anointed them for a time such as now. I bind every lie of the adversary that's trying to speak against their worthiness. In Jesus' name, I bind those lies right now. But Father, because you just said right now, if they were the only one, you still went to the cross for them. That you love them and that you have a plan and purpose in their lives. So Father, we praise you and give you glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.